If you're trying to reach me right now, leave a message after the beep. I'm gonna spit in your fucking mouth. Oh, fuck yeah. All right, that's it. Tonight's show is brought to you by nipples. Why do men have them? For pleasure. And then when you really want to reach ejaculation, you pull on them. Or you just get them pierced, but I still haven't done that yet. I can honestly say that when I hit puberty, I really was a freak, and I hit the kink button right there. And I think I've talked about this before on this show, and I'm not afraid to say this, you know, because I was exploring all kinds of different avenues. I knew at that point I wasn't straight. I knew that, okay, especially when you go through puberty and then it hits you like a fucking bullet train. You're like, oh my God, I'm different. I'm different than all the fucking people out there. No wonder I'd play He-Man with my cousin, and I would refer to Skeletor as Belly Master, because even at 5-4 years old, I would look at Skeletor's chest and be like, I don't know why I like looking at his chest, even though it was an action figure, but I would just stare at it. And then especially if the action figure had nipples, then I really would stare at it. And so, you know, I'm not gonna just give you an intro and all this other fucking shit and the neuroses of all of this. And so we're talking, and I'm fucking talking because I talk without moving and everything. You know, you try and walk and chew gum at the same time, it's not easy. Or even driving, I've found that, you know, when I was first starting to drive and I would talk and I would slow down and my speed would, you know, fluctuate and all that shit. And even now today, so now certain people know when they're driving with me to shut the fuck up, because then I can fucking focus. Sometimes I, you know, communication will come out. And yeah, you know, I mean, there is something that bothered me, and we'll talk about that in a bit, but no, I'm going to talk about it right fucking now. I stopped on a fucking green, and it pissed them off, and it also probably scared them, but at the same time, it was because you were fucking talking to me, and also you were distracting me, but you weren't distracting me in a bad way. You were distracting me in a good way, because I am a distracted driver, you know, and especially when you have someone sitting next to you, and you're like, yeah, you know, so yeah, of course, you know, there's some songs that I could put into that context. Why don't we do it in the road, which was often sung to me. And I was like, don't tempt me. So yeah, back to the 90s when I was going through puberty. And I remember, and I started to grow hair under my arms. I was like, oh God, I may have had the talk. I don't remember. I know that I watched PBS a lot. And then, you know, you get through voice change, and then you have the wet dream. I can't really, if I had one, I don't remember. I mean, I've had a lot of dreams, but hey, I used to fly in my dreams, and I knew that those were always sexual. But when I was maybe 12 or 13, and ding, 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 get ready, because some people I don't think can fucking take this, okay? They just can't fucking take it. So I do remember I would play with my nipples a lot. I would play with them a lot. And I started to realize, oh, that's my zone. And then you learn the term erogenous zone. And it's like, oh, okay. And I think I had read it in a book. I think the Madonna sex book had come out, but I wasn't reading it, you know. I knew the erotic album was pretty naughty, and it's still an amazing album. So, and I didn't see Madonna's erotica or the sex book until years later. But by then, I was already bored of her and her little sexcapades. But anyway, my sexcapades, you know, it all started with self and body. And when you get to learn about yourself, and that's such a cool thing, what you like, what you dislike. And I remember I would just sit for hours or lay in my bed and just play with my nipples, and I thought, okay, I found it, you know, because some people don't know how to find their spot, and some people do, and then some people, you know, they have trauma, and I'm open to that, if you want to talk about your trauma, and then we can heal together. So, yeah, I remember, it's so funny, at the time, it was kind of scary, because I have a mind of my own, and when I go and do things, I fucking do them. And sometimes I do them to the point where I think it shocks people. that I'm actually fucking doing it. And I remember I got a sewing needle and I stuck it through both nipples. And I wasn't trying to pierce my nipples because I didn't know what I was fucking doing. I just knew that, I'll tell you, and I remember this all too well. I was telling a friend this. I remember the first time the sewing needle went right through my nipple, and it just, that feeling, it was such a feeling. They're very sensitive even now. And I can remember it too, 30 something years later, the way it just went right through my nipple the first time. And you get this very interesting sensation. That's why pain doesn't really scare me, you know, especially when I would have sex, because it's like, well, because it leads to pleasure. And I was always aware of that. And especially putting needles through my nipples. Now, I never went and got them pierced. Maybe at one point I should have, but then someone would have fucking pulled them out and it would have fucking hurt, you know. And but yeah, those were the erogenous zones. I mean, there's a whole multitude of things I could talk about where you guys would be like, whoa, because, you know, yes, people have accused me of being vanilla, and it's like, do I really want to come out gunslinging and say, you motherfucker, I'm not fucking vanilla. I'm not all fucking talk, because there's things I've done that I wouldn't even openly talk about. And now the nipple thing, that's, you know, some people are like, well, wait, they're sewing needles. And so that's a story. And hopefully when I'm dead one day, you all can tell that at the funeral when I talked about it on the podcast, or when I tell certain people that I did that, and it's all good. And so then I remember, I remember being a teenager and I would watch Melrose Place, and I had such a crush on Thomas Calabro, who played Michael Mancini. He was such a fucking evil doctor, but he was so fucking hot. And anytime he'd take his shirt off, and I'm like, damn. And then that was my indication to go take a shower. But I wouldn't really take a shower. I'd wait and jerk off, and then I'd hop in the shower. And then if it was cold, because, you know, they say the cold showers, I do remember that the cold showers, oh, you know, they'll help. And it's like, no, that's not true, because I remember one time taking a cold shower, and I just kept getting hornier and hornier and hornier. You're probably wondering, what kind of fucking show is this? Well, it's a different kind of show, because I figured, let's just take this fucking show into a different direction and not even tell all of you. It's like when you get in the car with me, I know some people are like, they don't think I know my way around, and I fucking do. But, you know, like I said, distracted driving. So if you're going to fucking distract me, that's the kind of driving you're going to fucking get. Now, if you want to take matters into your own hands and drive the car, that's great. But now I have a rule, you know, if you've been doing any drinking or any of this, you're not going to fucking drive my car. So, you know, because then I have to get out the phone, and, you know, that's my insurance right there. Huh, so here we are. I'm so tired of saying here we are. I sound so Canadian when I do that. And I'm not fucking Canadian, but I have a lot of Canadian friends, and they're very amazing. What's up? But yeah, you know, I mean, to dispel myths that I'm vanilla, I'm kinky. I'm fucking kinky. There are some things, I mean, I could say right now on this show, and I'm sure it would get some of you to stop listening, which would maybe be for the better. And then there's some of you who would be like, you know, and I have no fear, and so I'll fucking say it. Yeah, I engaged in a golden shower once or twice, or maybe three times. And it was interesting. It was like, oh, I won't say if I was doing the gold shower or they were doing the golden shower, but it was fascinating. It was fascinating. So yeah, I'm not afraid to fucking say that. And so to call me fucking vanilla, and it's like, you have to say that to people, like, I'm not, because I did all of this, you know. There's other things that I did that I won't ever say out loud, that maybe one other person fucking knows that I did. And so, yeah, you know, we live in such a fucking Puritan country, and everyone is just so uptight about fucking sex. And it's like, no, you know, my friends love it when I openly say, yeah, I went to a bathhouse. And they're like, what was that? And then they ask that question, how come there's not straight bathhouses? I said, because there's not. Why do you want a fucking straight bathhouse? What the fuck are you trying to tell me? Well, how come they don't exist? Because they don't fucking exist. There's Plato's Retreat in New York, and I don't even think that's fucking open anymore. And there's, you know, but they were like, well, that's, you know how they fucking are. Or that's not fair. How is it not fucking fair? If I want to go to a fucking bathhouse and just have a little fun for maybe an hour and a half. And I did, you know, and But also to see, the first time I went and I sucked one dick and I left because I was just like, nah, I don't think so. And then I went to a bar afterwards in Berkeley, and I'm talking to them, and they're like, what'd you, I made them laugh. They were like, because I was so honest and truthful. And they said, your truth is very funny. And I said, well, it's like Carrie Fisher said, if my life wasn't funny, it would just be true. So that's the fucking truth right there. And so, yeah, I said, yeah, I sucked one dick and I left. And they're laughing, and I'm drinking a drink and eating, I think it was eating a hamburger with fries. As Zulu or Zoo something, it's in Berkeley. It's very nice, and the bartender is very nice too. So then, and then I went a week later. I went back to the bathhouse because I thought, oh, you know, I'll try one more time. You know, there wasn't going to be a third time because I just wanted to get it right. So I get, you know, I go and I do this, and about three people later, I was good, and you know, I planted my seed in something. And I left, and I went to the, back to that bar in Berkeley, and I had some pizza. And he's like, you're back? And I said, yeah. So, did you go back? I said, yeah, I did. He looks at me, and he says, you seem a little happier. I said, well, I did what I intended to do. I planted the seed. Really? Yeah, I did. And did it grow? Well, no, because men, we can't make babies. I just planted a seed and fucking left. I said, if it's good for you, it's good for you. And I figured we just, you know, let it amp up a little bit, and I just fucking talk because I had a fun night. You know, my friend and I, we went out, and she tries to cheer me up, and it's sweet, you know, and that's what Capricorns do sometimes. And she's not the first Capricorn that I've, you know, had fun with, but and then I have a whole bunch of my family too. But yeah, we went and I had a really sweet salad, and everyone is always taking selfies and pictures of their salads. And I was like, fuck that. I'm just going to put it on YouTube. I'm going to really just Costco it. You know, it's in form right there now. You can fucking watch it. But it was a good salad. And then we had a drink, and then I dropped her off, and then I went and had burritos, you know, because that's what you do when your contact feels that gets going to fucking bulge out of your eye. You know, you eat a fucking burrito with a jalapeno. And then you come home and you're like, you know, I'm just going to do a fucking podcast on fucking sex. Because it's fun and, you know, yeah. Sex is good. But also it's tough, you know, navigating it sometimes. And I'm at the point in my life where, you know, I have no fear. I have no fear, so I'll fucking say this because it didn't eat at me. It just fucking made me go, what? It's like when someone says to you, and if someone is listening right now, that's good. You're at least fucking listening, and you can at least fucking hear this. Where they said to me, I don't want to say particularly what they said because, you know, We'll do the Reader's Digest version of what they said. Is that bad that I want to do that with you? And I was like, no, I'm cool with that. But then at the same time, I wanted to say to them, look, in retrospect and in all honesty and in all figurement, you're wanting to do that with me. But at the same time, I would rather just focus on you and I right now. Because usually, and correct me if I'm wrong here, or correct me if I'm right, but stop me if you think that you've heard this one before, because Morrissey fucking did that. Morrissey's fucking amazing, but he's a crybaby bitch sometimes. And so I wanted to say to him, yeah, but you want to do that with me with a third, but at the same time, that's usually reserved for when we're already, you know, an item. And if we're going, and if you wanted to be an item, then that's more legible. I'm so tired. That's more conducive, we'll use your word, to having fun, because usually you do that to share your experience as a couple or as partners with a third person, because you want to show that third person the love that you have for one another in the bedroom. So that's why I wanted to say something like, well, no, because we're not there yet. If we want to get there, then we have to get there, you know. But then if we get drunk and high, then it's, you know, another thing, and it's another kind of ball game, and it's like Pinocchio going off to that crazy island and everyone turns into fucking donkeys and hee-haw. So, but it didn't, you know. So yeah, sex is fun, and at the same time you have to navigate it. And age really doesn't have a factor in it. I think people figure, well, you know, there's this and that. And also our bodies, you know, our bodies are not fucking perfect. I mean, you want a fucking six pack? You have to fucking eat like a fucking bird. And then you have to fucking train. Choo-choo. You know, and then you have to drink water. And then at the same time, you can't drink a lot of alcohol because alcohol has sugar in it. And I love those fucking trainers that say, oh, no, you can drink alcohol. And that's fucking bullshit because they don't realize, well, then, yeah, but when you pay them the $500 because you got drunk and then you put on this and then they, oh, we got to whip you back in shape now. You have to stay and keep your eye on the fucking ball. That's what you have to fucking do. You have to keep your fucking eye on the ball and you have to fucking, you know, ignore all the fucking naysayers out there. So yeah, but our bodies are not perfect. That's the other thing. I look at the gay community and everyone wants a perfect body, or people want twink, and I never understood that. I was like, why? A body is a body. And as I say that, I think of a body in particular that I really, really liked, and I really liked looking at because it was beautiful, and I didn't want it to be perfect, and I didn't want them to say, oh, well, you know, this is this version of me. And I said, no, it's not this version of you. And it really fucking pissed me off when they would fucking say that, because they were fucking belittling themselves. And I thought, don't belittle yourself, because who you are is amazing. And I, and you know, and yeah, I'm being honest and I'm being very sincere, and I tend to wear my heart on my sleeve. But in this aspect, I'm fucking pissed. I'm fucking pissed because you just kind of thought it was okay to show up the way that you fucking showed up. And I'm gonna fucking say that, and I'm gonna fucking say it to your face in this way, in this form and fashion, that you thought that was okay to fucking show up the way that you fucking did, which I just was like, why? And then also for you to say things about yourself that your body's not up to par. And I'd never said that, and I never thought that, because what I thought, when I saw before me and what stood before me and what, you know, presented itself to me, I thought it was beautiful, and I still think it's beautiful. And, you know, their skin was very, very beautiful. And it, I was just, that's probably also why I went fucking quiet. I went fucking quiet because I was just in fucking awe. I was like, whoa, I don't know what to say here. I don't know what to say because what I'm faced with is so just beautiful. And I stand by that word. You know, I think people think that, oh, you're just fucking saying that. It's like, no, it's the truth. When I see something that I like, and I'm going to be completely honest and sincere, and, you know, I mean, I also, at the end of the day, I'm a man. I was raised in a house filled with men. And so, you know, I was always taught when you like something, you go after it. And that's what I saw. What stood before me really did make me go speechless, because I thought, whoa, that's really beautiful, because that's who you are. You are showing me yourself. You're showing me who you are as a person, not just as a being, and not just as a you know, something of desire and want, but, you know, and so that's the thing, you know. And so, yeah, when we are able to express ourselves as people and as men, you know, it's a pretty cool thing. And it's a pretty cool thing. And then it's also about touch at the same time. It's really about touch. Because when you touch someone and you touch them, even, you know, any kind of body part, but in particular, when they touch you and then they look at you and you are connecting, you're connecting in a whole nother level where the communication is changing and it's morphing into something very, very powerful. And, you know, I don't even call myself a fucking podcaster anymore. I'm just a man. I'm just a man with a microphone talking to all of you and, you know, getting let out, even though I'm not Led Zeppelin. And I fucking love Led Zeppelin. And last night, my friend and I, we were sitting before the bonfire, and I was talking about how much I love Led Zeppelin and Jimmy Page. And I talked about that again today at a shop that I go to with two friends. And I said, you know, everyone always talks about, I know, don't worry, we'll get back to sex in a bit. But then again, there is something very sexual about Led Zeppelin's music. I said, you know, everyone always talks about Hendrix and Clapton and Carlos Santana. And I love Carlos Santana, and he's probably a cousin of mine because he's from Jalisco. And everyone, you know, thinks that we're all cousins in Jalisco, maybe. But I said, we don't always talk about Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin because he's the sole producer of Led Zeppelin. He produced all those fucking albums and he remasters them. And then he got into this stuff, this Aleister Crowley stuff, and went to some really dark sexual stuff. And that's why there's such this beautiful masculine energy of Led Zeppelin and the music, you know, and even the song Whole Lot of Love, you know, that's such a blues song. And then at the same time, the orgasm in that fucking song, I mean, that's, you know, Robert Plant was shouting that from the fucking hills. I mean, every time some girl came into his room or on the airplane when they're at the Mile fucking High Club, and there we jump back into sex, you know. And also, it's beautiful and it's amazing when you get to cuddle with someone. Not everyone likes to fucking cuddle. What really gets me is when they say they want to cuddle and then we get right to it and then it's like, oh, yeah, yeah. But that's nobody's fault. That's nobody's fault. You know, that's why it's good to learn from one another and also to have the communication and to talk about things beforehand, before diving into something. And, you know, you have to learn that. So, yeah. I won't say it is what it is because everyone fucking says that. Where you guys are such a fucking cliche fucking society. Oh, the fucking aliens have finally fucking landed. Yeah, they fucking landed. I'm a fucking alien. We're all fucking aliens. We're not native to this fucking planet. We all came from different planets and boom, 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 boom. You know. So, yeah, stop me if you think that you fucking heard this one before, because I'm fucking tired of it. I'm tired of how we fucking are so fucking cliche. And, oh, it's all dependent on likes and fucking bullshit like that. And your fucking dopamine and everything. And your frontal lobe and your cortex and everything. And, you know, mashing things together. And at the end of the day, I would love to go and live off the grid and live off the land. Because that's what we're fucking built to fucking do. We're fucking human beings. We're not these fucking bitches that fucking watch fucking Netflix all fucking day. I really fucking hate that. When I want to have time with someone or see a friend, oh, I'm watching my shows right now. You know what? Your fucking shows can wait. Because we're all fucking going to be dead soon. One day. And so for you to bypass me because you want to watch some stupid fucking show that you're never gonna fucking watch again, well, fuck you, and fuck the fucking horse that you came on, and fuck Donald Trump too, because you love Donald Trump, and fuck him, and fuck, well, fuck everyone that he ever fucked. But yeah, my point is, of all of this, is that this is just a mundane fucking society. And then, you know, and I'm not really a bar person. You go to a fucking bar and all they fucking do is fucking drink and watch Saturday Night Live or the fucking game. And I'm all for the game, you know. I love the Dodgers too, because my father loves the Dodgers. My nephew loves the Dodgers. I don't know about my brother, because my brother's always, both of them are kind of weirdos. They just like what other people like. You know, they're trying to be popular. They're trying to be cool. And I've never tried to be popular or cool. I'm just me. And if you don't fucking like that, you can fucking sit on my dick. But then again, when you do, just remember, don't hop off, because that's fucking bullshit. And I'm on rare fucking form tonight. And this is a fucking show that you're fucking getting. Not because you fucking want it, but because you fucking deserve it. Because I sometimes just need to slap you all around and spit in your fucking mouths. Because that's what it's fucking all about. And, you know, for these past couple of months, I think people have just seen me as, you know, someone who's very fucking depressed and very fucking upset. And I am. I'm fucking pissed at life. I'm fucking pissed at some of you. But at the same time, I recognize my power as, you know, I'm this dominant motherfucker. And I want to spit in all your fucking mouths. Doesn't mean I want to make out with all of you, because, you know, I only have a small list of people that I actually want to fuck and that I actually want to make out with. But it's not for animalistic purposes, because we can get to that at any fucking moment and at any fucking time. And the chemical reactions between everything, you know, the synapses. But it's also because, you know, when I see something that I like, I'm going to go after it and, you know, pounce on it. And then if things don't go right, then, you know, you have to come at it from a different fucking angle. And that's why I decided to do a fucking podcast like this. It's to slap you all around in your fucking faces, because, you know, I think sometimes people think a certain way of me and think that I'm not really like this, you know, and that, and if you've talked to most of the people that I've slept with throughout time in space, they will tell you that I'm very fucking aggressive. And some of them don't like it, and some of them say things to me, but then later on they fucking want it again because I've given it to them. And then they're like, oh shit, I didn't know you were gonna do that. And I said, well, I'm not gonna fucking tell you every fucking thing that I'm gonna do. Now open your fucking mouth so I can stick my fucking cock in it and fucking face fuck you. And I'm face fucking them while I'm doing almost like a push up on the floor, and I'm at work, and it's 2009. And security can come through those doors at any moment. What am I doing? I'm face fucking this motherfucker who's taller than me and a little bigger than me. And I'm fucking his mouth and he is fucking choking on it. And I'm just so fucking happy. But I didn't come in his mouth because I was like, eh, I don't think so. And he got pissed that I didn't come in his mouth. And I said, well, you know, next time if you show up and I'll fuck you, and then I'll come inside you. But right now I'm not coming in your fucking mouth because I said you have to fucking earn it. And he didn't like that because he said you're too fucking aggressive. And then later texted me a day later and said, I want more. And I said, well, of course you fucking want more. You need to learn to make up your fucking mind. So yeah, I'm in rare fucking form tonight. You know what I mean? And it feels good to say that. And also, people, yeah, sometimes I think, I wouldn't say defeat, but I did say to someone not too long ago that I'm usually not a top. That's actually not true. I think I said that because the whole situation itself was difficult, and at the same time we learn from one another in our experiences. But most of the time when I want to fucking top, I know how to fucking top. It's fucking fun for me. Most of the guys have even been taller than me, like 6 foot something, and then I love their reaction. You fucked me so well for a short guy, because compared to them I'm fucking short. Although I'm told that I'm 5'8 now, but I thought I was 5'9, and I don't fucking know. And it says that on my fucking driver's license. And it's not like I could go in, like, on the iPhone and edit the text. I can't fucking edit my driver's license. I guess it's there until I get another one. So there's that, and there's all kinds of fucking shit. But, yeah, you know, will I let another person fuck me? No, I will not. Only one person has fucked me, and that was, you know, back in October. And I won't, no, I don't think so. And so, yeah, I am primarily a fucking top, and I watch what I do, and I watch what I want, you know, and I also watch my weight, too, because, you know, you have to sometimes maintain your figure to a certain fucking extent, and I'm 40-something years old, and so, you know, and also, I love when people say they're gonna fucking train me. Well, then fucking do it. Don't fucking say, oh, I want to train you. Then fucking do it, because I'm fucking ready, okay? And, you know, I had a little to drink earlier, but that's already, I already washed it all down, you know. I ate a really great fucking salad, and then I had a burrito and everything, and then I dropped my friend off, and then I drank some tea. So, you know, I'm in rare form. I'm in rare form because, you know, I wanted to just bring some honesty and veracity to the fucking podcast, because everyone's fucking podcast is talking about how fucking cool they are. You're not fucking cool. You are just doing a fucking podcast. You are talking about this. I do the fucking podcast because I fucking want to, because it's better than going to see a motherfucking shrink, because I don't want to go see a shrink, because I almost became a fucking shrink, and I know their whole fucking MO and their fucking analysis and neuroses and every fucking shit like that, okay? When I used to do podcasts, it's like, great, we're going to talk about this movie. I don't want to talk about movies anymore. I'm fucking tired of it. Maybe music, because, you know, that's such an amazing, ferocious fucking thing to talk about. So I'm coming at it from this angle. I'm coming at it from an angle of, look, I'm talking to you. I'm bringing a side of myself that a lot of people I don't think fucking know. Because when I get fucking, and I'm not necessarily pissed off, I'm just kind of annoyed. When I get fucking annoyed, I fucking say some fucking shit. And if you're related to me, you have fucking heard that. And I love when they say, well, you really hurt my fucking feelings. And it's like, well, you need to fucking take it. And then eventually I have to apologize, because, you know, I guess that's part of the pecking order. Because if I don't fucking apologize, then I get disinherited or something like that. So, but then I have to make my own claim, and I have to make my own gold. Like, I'm Scrooge fucking McDuck, you know. And you're like, Dr. Zeus, you're all over the fucking place. Don't fucking call me that anymore. I'm just Zeus, okay? The whole doctor thing, Yeah, I can be Dr. Zeus. I can be whatever you fucking want. But only at OnlyFans for $10.95 a minute. See how I fucking swirl that fucking shit around. Do I have a fucking OnlyFans? Yes, I've had one since 2019. I just don't always add things to it, you know? And will I add stuff to it now? Maybe. Maybe I already added like an ice cream cone. I don't fucking know. But I will say this. I will say this because this is considered kinky. This is considered controversial. And if you're listening right fucking now and you're fucking, you know, enthralled by what I'm about to say and what I'm about to fucking reveal, then don't listen to my fucking show anymore. Because there's plenty of people in Europe who will listen to my show. And people in Germany where they're really freaky. And people in France where they think they're freaky, but they just don't take showers all the time. And people in the Middle East and, oh, trust me, baby, bring it. And here in the United States, you know, they'll high-five me or say something silly or whatever, controversial. So what I'm about to say is, so I was at a function and someone gave me a Bible. And do you know what I did with that fucking Bible? I put it in my fucking pocket. And I didn't intend to read it. Even though people are like, oh, you should really read it. Why should I fucking really read it? Because you think I'm gonna fucking burn up because I'm a fucking heathen? I love being a fucking heathen. And bring on hell, because I would love to get fucked in hell. Because I hear that's really the bathhouse of all fucking bathhouses. Because you will be fucking for all eternity. And bring on Tom Ellis, who played Lucifer in the TV show. Bring all of them fucking on, because I will just take mouthfuls of it, you know. But what I'm really about to reveal right now along those fucking lines is, so the Bible that was given to me, it was a little small Bible. And what did I do? I took my dick out and I fucking humped it and I came all over the Bible. So each passages are now stuck together with my cum. Now, I know you can't believe you're fucking listening to that. Oh my God, you're just admitting all this fucking shit. Like it's fucking diarrhea of the mouth. First of all, I don't have fucking diarrhea of the mouth. And I've been around people who have diarrhea of the fucking mouth. And it's very amusing to me. Because it's like, why are you telling me this? Oh, I know why you're telling me this. Whether they're telling me things about when they were growing up or telling me things currently, and it, you know, because alcohol is a truth serum, as is marijuana. It's all a fucking truth serum. And sometimes the truth serum is the truth. And sometimes they're digging even further and deeper than the actual truth because they're showing you full transparency of who they fucking are. So you better fucking listen. And, but yeah, I took out the Bible and I took my dick out, my cock, I'm sorry, because I don't like to say dick, because dick is a guy named Richard. A cock is so powerful. I mean, that's why you call the fucking rooster a fucking cock. I have a fucking cock, and I've always been proud of my fucking cock, you know, and for people to try to ridicule me and say, well, it's not as big as, well, you know what, you fucking sat on it, so shut the fuck up and ride it, bitch. So yeah, you know, I can come from it from that fucking place, and I fucking love to come from that fucking place, and, you know, and some people are probably listening right now thinking, Dr. Zeus, you're fucking possessed. I've always been fucking possessed, okay? I am a very dark motherfucker, and if you can't fucking take that, then get the fuck out of my bed and get the fuck out of my kitchen, okay? Because you've sucked my dick and you've eaten it too. So add the whipped cream because you're done. Mic drop. It's been fun.